It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Tomorrow, hearings challenging Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage will begin in federal court. Partners April DeBoer and Jane Rouse are two nurses living in Hazel Park. They've been raising three children together but cannot jointly adopt the children because of Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage. The two sued the state for the right to adopt jointly and eventually submitted a legal challenge to the state's ban. The hearings are expected to focus on whether Michigan's same-sex marriage ban is unconstitutional and whether children are harmed by being raised by same-sex parents. We're joined now by April DeBoer. April, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You know, we've been hearing a lot about the particulars of the case, but central to this case are three children. Tell us about Nolan, Jacob, and Ryan.
Well, you know, they're basically mine and Jane's life. They are all, well, Nolan's five, Jacob just turned four, and Ryan just turned four as well. They are just wonderful, well-adjusted children who, you know, have two moms.
How much awareness do they have of what's happening with this case?
They actually don't. They're a little bit on the young side to understand what's going on. They do understand that they have two moms, and they know that, you know, they get their pictures taken a lot. But beyond that, they don't understand really what's going on.
As I mentioned earlier, a lot of this case is expected to focus on parenting and what it means if a child is raised by heterosexual parents or a gay couple. What do you want people to know about parenting your children?
I think the most that I want everybody to know is we lead a normal life. We don't do anything different than anybody else does. We get up in the morning, we get our kids ready for school, we take them to school, one of us goes to work, they come home, we have dinner together as a family. There's no difference in the way we parent as opposed to the way anybody else parents.
Now, this case didn't start as a challenge to the state's ban on gay marriage. How do you feel about the case taking this path?
You know, Jane and I are willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that our children have equality. And this is a route that we have to take. We say that all the time. You know, Jane and I would love to get married, you know, have our relationship legally recognized. But the bottom line is this is about our family, and we want our family legally recognized.
When you sued the state, how prepared were you for the amount of attention this case would get?
We were fairly prepared. You know, we had a pretty good idea of what we were getting ourselves into and that this case was gonna bring some attention to our family. The attention hasn't been overwhelming. You know, we want people to see our family and see the face of who this law is hurting and the families that this law is hurting. And, you know, we're proud to be that face.
These hearings are expected to go on for about 8 days. If you don't win this case, what happens next for you?
I'm sure that we will appeal. You know, I think that is our next step if we don't win this case.
April DeBoer is one of the litigants in the case challenging Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage. Hearings begin in federal court tomorrow. April, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.